what will be brighter than the 60 he had before. In other words, Mekitzi, you never know how many children will still stay alive. Omar Rav Chonin Bar Rova. Omar Rav, Ali Melech v'shalmon uploini almoini v'yavi nami kulam b'nei Nachshon ben Aminadav ha'ein. They're all the children of Nachshon ben Aminadav. My Kamash, what are you teaching me? She'afilu mi she'esh to shchusavus, whoever has shchusavus, enu ha'medes loy, b'shor she'yoytze mi'eretz l'chutz l'aretz. Even though you have shchusavus, it will not help you if you leave Eretz Yisrael to chutz l'aretz. Yom Rav Chonin Bar Rova Omar Rav Imed Yavrom, that the mother of Avrom was Amaslo Bas Kanvo, she was a daughter of Kanvoy. Imed Homon, the mother of Homon was Amaslo Bas Uvisa Vistamech was the Simin Tome Tome Torator. Imed David Nitzvas, who was the mother of David, was Nitzvas Bas Adoil, Shema was the name. Imed Shimshin Salfunis, the mother of Shimson was a funis. The Yachtei and her sister Nishin. Lamina Kamina, what's the difference? Litshuva Samina, turn back the minim. They'll ask us if we know what the names of the mothers were, we'll have an answer what to answer back to them. The Yom Rav Chonim Barova, Omar Rav, Eses Shonim Nechba Shavrom Avinu. Hey, for 10 years, Avrom Avinu was in prison. Yes, a shon nechbash Avram Avinu, sholosh pekuso, v'sheva bekardo. For Avdima ben Adoi, masni apilu on the opposite way around. Om Rav Chizdo, ivro ziri, dekusoi, zeu ukarstin. Like the smallest son of Kusoi, that was ukarstin. V'yom Rav Chonim, barovi, Om Rav, oisi hayoim sheniftar, Avram Avinu. The day that Avram Avinu was niftar min oilom, omdu kog deli umasolom. All the Umas Oilam got up, the Shura, in a straight row, the Omru, and they said, Oilam li'olam, Oive to this world, She'ovad manhigoy, they lost their manig, the Oilam li'svino, Shovid kaf rinto, and Oive to the ship that lost its captain. And the Bosom says, the Amisnasi l'chol reish, Omer Rachonin barovo, Omer Rav, afilu reish garguso, Bishmaya Mukmalay, like even a superintendent is also appointed in Shemayim. Every person who has his mamuna appointed person is always bina Shemayim. Rashbam says min sar ha mamuna ala boris miyidla imenu. The ones that are appointed take care of the water. Who will fetch the water? They're also appointed bina Shemayim. Omrav chiyav arav nomi rishul ben korcho chas v'sholom shafilu motzu subin. Lo yotzu, v'el mifnei ma nenchu, she'lem levakash rachim al dorim v'le bikshu. But he says, like Chas V'Shalom, to say that Avimelech was mace because he left Eretz Yisrael. That wasn't his chais. That wasn't his chet. El rather, the pshat was, v'fnei shema nenchu, she'lem levakash rachim al dorim v'le bikshu. They should have been mispalo for the door, since he was mispalo for his door, that's why he died. Shinem the Pesach says, B'zakho yatsilucho kubutzecho. V'yom Rabba Barachon Amr B'yechanon, Lo shon vele moyes b'zul, Ulperis b'yoyker, Avu moyes b'yoyker, Afilu omdu abo soyin v'selo, Yoytzin. In other words, Lo shon, that we learned, you shouldn't leave Eretz Yisrael, Elo moyes b'zul, that's only if the money is cheap, Ulperis b'yoyker, but the fruit is very expensive. Let's say the money is very expensive. But if four saws cost only a seller, then it's permitted to leave Eretz Yisrael. Then if it's so bad, then you have a right to leave L'tzarech Panosa. The Yom Rem Yechnan, Nihiroi Kadhevi Kayomin, Abbasoin Biselo, Devinifisha Nefiho, Kafon Bitferia. And the Yechnan says he remembers that karheve kaimen our boy is sawing the cellar. When four sawing cross the cellar, there were nefisha neficha, there was such a big famine then, kafin betveria, and that people were dying because of starvation there. Betveria. Yeah, midlef isser, they did not even have an isser. They wanted an isser, they didn't even have that much, they couldn't even buy bread, So we got such a bad times, at times like this, of course it's mutter to leave Eretz Yisrael to find Panosa. The young Rabbi Yechanon, Nehirno kad leheve miskaron poli lemidnecho karso mereach piso maisinon. So Rabbi Yechanon is saying that he remembered that when the workmen, if they did not accept work on the east side of the town, so the workmen died from the odor of the bread. That's how bad times were. So kids, at certain times like this, you have a heter to leave Eretz Yisrael. All right, we'll continue here, we'll continue on. We'll stop here, we'll continue on the next tape.
Yeah, we're holding that for Tzadik Aleph from the base. Yeah. So that's the stuff in Amar again. Amar Vishu, Amar Vishu Ben Korcha. We'll start here 4 lines down. Yomar Yeshua ben Korcha, Chas v'Sholom, Shafilu Motza Subin Lo Yotzel. Like that wasn't the reason why Elimelech left the Eretz Yisrael. It wasn't because they didn't have food. Because even if they would have had a little bit, they wouldn't have left. In other words, though they left, they had to leave. Says so, how come they got a punishment? How come Elimelech died because he left Eretz Yisrael? The Pshati Shahoy Lehem Levakish Rachmim Al Doron Vladivsho. But they were supposed to daven to Hashem for their door, and they didn't daven. They weren't Levakish Rachmim. Shinema, the pasuk says, Bezakcho Yatzilucho Kibutzayach. Mashmo, when they scream out, you're saved by a kibbutz, a few people. When the rabbin daven to Hashem, for it's so Hashem saves them. See, Machlam, Kilian, and Melech, they stam left there at Yisrael, they didn't daven to Hashem to save them from the tzoros. Omer Rabba Bar Bachona, Omer Reb Yochanan, Loi Shonu Elo Mos Bezul. When do we say you're not supposed to leave there at Yisrael only if the money is very cheap? Uperis B'yaker, but the fruits are expensive. But our koponim, there are fruits there, and you have money, so then you're not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael. Avu moyas biyoker. Let's say the money is very, very expensive. Afilu omdu arva soyim besela. Even though the fruits are cheap, like for 4 soyim, that's a bit like 4 pounds, you only have to pay a seller, yoitin, then you're allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael. Like if it's so hard to make a panos in Eretz Yisrael, then taki you have a right to leave Eretz Yisrael. The Rashi says, "Avol moyes biyoker shapramaktiyo zolo miyoid." That the business is very, very cheap. Then yoitzin, then you have a right to leave Eretz Yisrael. And the Yomer Reb Yechanan, nehirna, like I remember, kad havi kaimin. When I was there to Yisrael, there was once a time that kaimin arbo soyin besela. That's 4 pounds you could buy for 1 seller. And there are a lot of people that died from hunger in Tveria, midles iser. They didn't even have an iser, enough money to buy bread. So the kids, so when it's such a bad time, then you have a right to leave Eretz Yisrael. Like most like Pekuach Nefesh, you have a right to leave Eretz Yisrael, the Tzarech Panosa. The Yomer Reb Yochanan, Nehirno, I remember, Kadleheve Miskerin Poyelin, when the workers couldn't find Lemindach Karso Merayach Pisa Meisen, when the workers like couldn't take it from the smell of the people that were dying from hunger. Rashbam says Merayach Pisa Meisen Sheruach Marovis, the west wind Menashevis used to blow, or Mavia Reyach Apas. It brought the wind of the bread. Shutayv Moed was a very good the mizrach of the Yisrael. Umaisin, and they died. Mitzrach Reich Tayv. That's one shot. Kach Nir Beim Aviyish Meforshin. Mitzrach Tayvus Ravan. The other pshat is the people died because of the hunger that they had. Yeah. The Yomer Reb Yechanan, Nehirna, I remember, kad heve betza yinuka charuva, when a young kid took out a chorov, pulled out a boxer like a charuva, davi nogid chuta bedufsha
I'll train the roi that on two sides of him was dripping down honey. Like sometimes even from the charuv, there were also honey was coming out from it. The Yom Revelosa, Nehirna, remember, kad heve notel urva bisra, when an Arab once picked up a piece of meat, v'nogit chuta demashcha merei shura v'yal v'yarya, like it was dripping oil from the top of the wall to the bottom. In other words, you remember there were good times also in Eretz Yisrael in Yerushalayim. There used to be good times there also, that the meats were very fat, were good meats. Yeah. The Yom Rebbe Yochanan, Nehirna, I remember, kad heve metalinon talayev etaliyosav eshuka. Once happened that like a girl and boy were walking in the streets, kvar shish asara, ukvar shev asara, like she was only 16 years old, and he was 17 years old, v'lehevi chatoin, they didn't do any chet. In other words, like, when they become 18 years old, then they were for chasna, that's okay. The other chiddush is, even before they were fit for chasna, that there were times when boys and girls were walking together, and they didn't do any chet, that was a big midah. Because usually, like this, they look at one another, they think about one another. But remember, there was good times in Eretz Yisrael, like when there were big tzaddikim, it was possible that the two walked together and they didn't even think about a chet, about doing anything wrong. Yeah. So Yama Rabbi Yochanan, Nehir and I remember kad have a Amrim and Bein Medrasha, that they said in the base of Medrash, the Moedin Lahu, Nofu B'Yudayim, the Mesurach Etzalayin, delay Dilohain. So Rashbam says it means that the Maidalain, whoever admits to the Goyim, Rashbam says Leide Kechovim is Misratzla Mamashimrim. If you agree to what the Goyim tell you, you should know you fall into the hands. Not for Bidayan. The end is you fall into the hands. And the Misrachet Zaloyim, whoever relies is Bateach, whoever relies upon the Goyim, you should know, delay the line, what belongs to you will become theirs. They only like you until they take away what you have. The kids are stay away from the Goyim. See it. Now the Pesuk says in Rus, it says, Machlon v'Kilion. These were the two sons of Abimelech. So, Ksiv, another Pesuk says also, Yoyish v'Sorof. So Gemara is going that they're both the same people. So Rav Shmuel to Machlokes. Chadom, one of them says, Machlon v'Kilion Shmon. That was really the name. The real name was Machlon and Kilion. V'loma nikra Shmon Sorof v'Yoyish. How come if so, why was the name called Sorof v'Yoyish? Yoyish means Shenesiyayish min Agula. They gave up their miyayish from the Gula. From Mashiach, they gave up hope of the Gula. And that's why they left Eretz Yisrael. They gave up hope of the Gula. Saraf, why is the name Saraf? Shen Yitzchai v'sreifol amokam. That the Mechuyu to be burnt up to Hashem. In other words, they did a Navera by leaving Eretz Yisrael. Rashi says, Rashbam, Al Shiyotzim Eretz Yisrael. Since they left Eretz Yisrael, they was like Mechuyu v'sreifol lamokam. That's one shot. The Chadam, the other one says, no, just the opposite. That really, Yoyish v'sorov Shimon. Really, the names really was Yoyish and Sorov. If so, v'lomo nikra Shimon machlon v'kilion, how come the Pesuk also calls them machlon v'kilion? So I tell you, machlon means shoso gufo chulin. He made his body like chulin. The Shvam says, chutz loretz. Eretz temehi. By God leaving Eretz Yisrael to go to chutz loretz, you become tamei, so you made his body chulin. The kilion, shenizchayev kli alamokam, also is mechuyev kli alamokam, misalike, for leaving Eretz Yisrael. Tanya will learn, command yom adaman yom that says, machlon v'kilion shmon, that really the name were machlon v'kilion, that was the name. The Tanya will learn like this, ma'idich siv, what does the pasuk say, v'yoykim v'yamshei kuzayvo, v'yoyesh v'sorof, asher bo alulu moyev, v'yoshvei lochem, v'hadvorim atikim. Yeah. So what does this pasuk mean? There's a pasuk in Divrei Yomim. So it means like this. Yoykim zu Yeshua. this goes upon Yeshua. She heikim shvua liyanche given, that he kept upon his shvua to anche given. That's his way, Yeshua. Ushmo imay mi Yehuda chresivye. Yeah. Alright. Yeah. So he kept his shvua to anche given. Like he promised them, he'll accept them, so they didn't kill out anche given. So yeah, then the pasuk says, v'yanshe kuziva, elu anche given. Those are the people of given. Shekozvu be Yeshua, that they lied to Yeshua. Like really anche given were from the people from the Shiva Samamim that really Christ was supposed to kill them out, but they came dressed up in old clothing, saying they came from a faraway place. So they lied to Yeshua. Then the pasuk says, v'yayish. What does that mean? The Yerush v'Sarif, Eilu Machlon v'Kilyon. What says Yerush in Sarif attack means Machlon v'Kilyon. As Ram says, Shoyu Mishavet Yehuda, B'nei Elimelech ben Nachshon. They were from the Shevet Yehuda. For Lama Nikra Shemon Yerush v'Sarif, if it really it's Machlon v'Kilyon, so why does the pasuk call them Yerush v'Sarif? Yerush means Shenisiyayishu Menagula. They gave up hope, they gave up hope of the Gula of the Mashiach. That's why they left, as Rashbam says. Sheyigalon HaKadosh Baruch Hu min HaRov, not for Mashiach. That they gave up, like then there was a big famine, there was a big hunger, by the beginning of the Megillas Rus. That's why Machlon v'Kilyon and HaMelech left Eretz Yisrael. So they're Miyayish, they gave up hope that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would save them from the hunger. Kedechsev ki pokad Hashem esama losas lehem lechem. Yes, yeah, so they were miyayish that Hashem would help them. Why Sarif? Why is his name Sarif? Shein eschayvu sreifu l'mokam, they mechuyi sreifu to Kodesh Baruch Hu, because they left Eretz Yisrael. Asher bo'alu l'moyiv, what does that mean? She'nosu noshu me'avias. That Nachlon v'Kilyon, they both married goyim. They both married daughters of me'avias. V'yoshu lechem, what does that mean? Zurus. Hamavia, that goes on Rus Hamavia. Sheshova, she came back. Venidbeko, the base Lechem Yuda. And she came back with Dovak in base Lechem Yuda. Mokamat, Malchus David. Then the end of the pasuk says, Tihadvorim Atikim. What does that mean? Old words. It means Dvorim Halolu, Otik Yoyme Omron. These words were old words, were old words that were said already, or said from before. Rashi says, Me'oisa Yatsu Kavushim. The Apostle says, Matsosi Dovid Avdi Viksiv Shtei B'noisecha Nimtsois. That they were found from before. Yeah. Right. Then the Apostle says, Heimo HaYotzrim V'yoshve Netoyim. The Gidrim HaMelech V'malachta Yoshru Shom. Yeah. Heima ha-yotzim, what does it mean? These are the yotzim, the ones that form things. Elu b'nei Yonodov. These are the children of Yonodov. Ben Rochov. She-notru shvuas aviyam. That they kept the shvuas aviyam. Shbam says, shvuas aviyam. Shle-lishtos yayin. Le-livnos batim. Kirchiv v'yim yo. They kept the shvuas of the father not to drink wine and not to build up houses. Yoshve netiyim. Zesh Shleima, that goes on Shleima Melech. Shedemelinatiyah. It's like a growth, like planting a young tree. Yeah, that Shleima Melech like grew up. Rashbam says, Holach v'godol. He became great. Kedichsiv akisi Hashem l'melech. He became a big melech, Shleima. B'machusoy. Yeah, linatiyah b'machusoy. That his kingdom grew great. Then it says, v'gidro, that they made a girder offense. Zeus and Hedrin. That goes on the Sanhedrin that had then, Shegodru, it's the same Shay Yisrael. They made Gedorim, they made Siyog LaTorah, they made special halachas, Yisur the Rabbanans, to watch them not to be over the Yisur HaTorah. A'im HaMelech, Ein HaMelech, Nivim Lachtoi, Yoshu Shom, they sat there, Zurus HaMovia, that goes on Rus HaMovia, Sherosa B'malchus Shleimoi, that like she saw the Malchus of Shleimoi, Ben Benoi, Shu Ben Benoi, like out of Rus came Dovid HaMelech, and then came Shleima HaMelech. So Shbam says, Ochi Gassinan, Bo Ma'achusai Shu Shleimoi, Ben Benoi, Shu Ben Benoi, Kloima, Shleimoi Ben David, Shu b'noi sho yishai, shu ben oivad b'no. These are older children that came out from Rus. Yeah. Shneimer pasuk says, Vayosem kisei liyem ha-melech. He made like a kisei, a chair, for the melech's mother. The Yomer Ablaza, lo'oma shamachus. It means for the mother of the old kingdom. In other words, for Rus. Like they made a kisei for Rus, and out of her came out the whole kingdom of David and Shlomo. Ten Rabbanim, look like this. The pasuk says in Melachim, V'yachaltim en atfuwa yoshon. You sheet from the old wheat. Beloi samaltin. Without samaltin. Now, what does that mean? My beloi samaltin. What does it mean without samaltin? So, Rav Nachman omar, beloi ritzinso. Without ritzinso, is that a preserver? Like the old wheat will stay fresh without anything. Or Rashbam says ritzinso means telas. Yahamarkev es atfua. There won't be any worms there ruining the tfua. You'll be able to eat the old tfua and it'll be okay. Rav Sheshe somal beloi shadina. It means there won't be any shidofen, Rashi says. There won't be any like heat that comes and rules the wheat. That won't be able to come old. No, nothing bad will happen to the wheat. It will be able to become old. So Moshe says, Tanya Kavosik of Sheshes and Tanya Kavosik of Nachman. Read like both of them. Tanya Kavosik of Nachman, Rav Nachman, the Pasuk says, V'yachaltem yoshon, you'll eat old wheat. Yochol, I would think, you know why. Yochol, yeah, Yisrael mitzapim l'chodosh, bevna yoshon shekolo. Maybe it means it's not going to be enough, and they're going to have to wait and hope for new wheat to come. The old one won't be enough. Talmud Lama, no, the Pasuk says, Ad brought fuosoi. I mean, that shetovai tfuah me'aleho. Because they're going to have enough tfuah by itself. Just rather, when the new wheat will come, they'll have new wheat. But before that, they'll also have enough. Tanei kavosot, in other words, there won't be any worms in the old wheat. The old wheat will not rot away. They'll still have it. Tanei kavosot rosheshes. Went to the right to rosheshes. Pasuk says, v'yachaltem en hatfuah yoshen. The leaf from the old wheat. Yochel, I was thought to say, Yehi Yisrael mitzapim l'chodesh. Maybe means Christ will be waiting for the new wheat. But from the yoshen, from the old wheat, shura, stam, because maybe the old wheat is bad. Or the shidofen, like Rav Shram says, maybe some plague, or got burnt up, it got heat, it was burnt up. Tamalim, this the pasuk says, no. Adbot fuosa. That means that shetovoi tvoasa mileo. They can have enough of the